potential political story now. Is the pendulum swinging? According to a new survey by three D.C. policy groups, they found that 74% of those in Republican-majority districts and 80% of those in Democrat-majority districts, voters that is, would cut spending by the Pentagon. Joining us to discuss this survey is R. Jeffrey Smith. He's the managing editor for national security at the Center for Public Integrity, one of the organizations behind the survey. Mr. Smith, first of all, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you?
It seems to me that on the one hand, at a time when we're scaling down two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, that it might be natural for people to suspect that cuts are possible in the Pentagon budget. But does this put voters in Republican districts at odds with some seemingly intransigent Republican lawmakers who don't want to cut defense spending at any level?
It does. It's not always the case that lawmakers do what the public wants, as everyone knows. And this is this seems to be an example of a circumstance in which the two parties are in disagreement in Washington, but their constituents are in more or less a complete agreement back in the districts.
Is this an opportunity for any party, for any candidate, or is this the kind of thing that's just going to remain under the rug that nobody's going to step out and really try to exploit this in any way?
Well, the survey is getting wide attention, and I think it might have the effect of making people less nervous about cutting the budget. I mean, you have to realize that it's not just public opinion that's going to make people want to cut the budget. The pressures to cut the deficit and to produce a better economy as a result are pretty intense, and they're not going to go away soon. And so what might happen is if people understand and accept the results of the poll is that they might be a little bit less nervous about cutting the budget, because this is an issue. National security spending is an issue that's been used by politicians to describe people as either weak or strong on national security. So,
and you know what the survey shows, which is really interesting, is that the pragmatic approach that most voters take when they look at the Pentagon budget is exactly mirrored by the pragmatic approach that planners at the Pentagon often take. And when they take those plans up to Congress, they run into all kinds of problems.
I would say two things. Yes, that's true. There are some instances where people at the Pentagon want to cut legacy programs that are expensive and no longer so useful, and Congress says no. But I would also say that note that the Obama administration's proposal, based on internal Pentagon studies, is to keep the budget mostly level for about the next 10 years, and that the public in this survey indicated that, you know, confronted by the same kinds of policy choices and information that people at the Pentagon get, would choose to cut it much more deeply than the Pentagon would, even more deeply than the so-called sequestration, which looms at the end of this year and which has provoked shock and horror and alarm among people in both parties in Washington. The public would be pretty much okay with the kind of cuts forced by this legislation called the sequestration list.
Voters have more guts on Pentagon spending cuts than candidates of either party. That's a great takeaway. R. Jeffrey Smith, Managing Director for National Security at the Center for Public Integrity. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.